is Hecklefish at the Pork Chop Express, and I'm talking to whoever's listening out there. It's like I told my last wife. I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes. You just listen to the Pork Chop Express and take his advice on a dark and stormy night, all right? When some wild-eyed, 8-foot-tall maniac grabs your neck, taps the back of your favorite head up against the barroom wall, and he looks you crooked in the eye, and he asks you if you paid your dues. Well, you just stare that big sucker back in the eye and remember what old Hecklefish always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, fish? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail. Well, you see, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything, but I do know it's a pretty amazing planet we live on here, and a man would have to be some kind of fool to think we're all alone in this universe.
Another theory is that it's a Foo Fighter.
Hello, I've waited here for you ever long.
During
tonight, I throw myself into out of the red, out of the head she sang. And I wonder.
Yo!
What? Foo Fighters.
I know the song, but may I?
Yeah, go ahead with the story about your alien balls.
Oh man, I can't. It was going to take me a long time to memorize this.
Expected you an hour ago.
He's a long hoof from the Medina, sir.
This is your Baratna. Your Baratna Miller. Telling you to watch the wash valves. Belta Iota. Oh, I.
Belta Iota!
Belta Iota. I think I said it right.
Belta Iota!
Wait, is that Belta? Yeah, it's Belta Iota, isn't it? Yeah, now I'm back to memorizing f***ing lines. Tell AJ, you.
That's the answer. Thank you, Don.
You stay there, right there.
Koma. Koma, I'm gonna die sometime.
But now?
This is your Baratna brother, Miller. This is your Baratna Miller telling you to watch the Wi-Fi files. Belt it louder, mofo. Good. This is great, but I'm a huge fan, and I never miss an episode, and thank you for doing what you do, because I really think you're helping spread the word in a powerful way, and it's a lot of fun. And I was sad that, you know, you fired the Hecklefish.
What is this human even talking about?
And then you guys had to shut down for a month while Hecklefish renegotiated his contract or whatever was going on there. But I'm glad you guys are back. I was hoping you guys would axe the fish for good, but somehow he weaseled his way back in. So I'm okay with it for now.
A secret code inside the Bible said I was. I love my UFOs and paranormal fun, as well as music, so I'm singing like I should. But then another conspiracy theory becomes the truth, my friends, and it never ends. No, it never ends. I fear the crap got out, got stuck inside Mel's home with MK Ultra. I've been only too aware. Did Stanley Kubrick fake the moon landing alone on a film set with the shadow people there? The Roswell aliens just fought the smiling man, I'm told, and his name was Cold. And I can't believe I'm dancing with the fishes. Hecklefish on Thursday nights with AJ2, and we're all through the night. All I ever wanted was to just hear the truth, so the world falls on my feet all through the the Mothman sightings and the solar storm still come to a god the secret city underground. Mysterious number stations, planet Serpo 2, Project Stargate, and what the dark watchers found. In a simulation, don't you worry though, the Black Knight satellite, it told me so. I can't believe I'm dancing with the fish. Hecklefish on Thursday nights with AJ2, and the weapons are coming on to the night. All I ever wanted was to just hear the truth, so the weapons are coming on to the night. Hecklefish on Thursday nights with AJ2, and the weapons are coming on to the night. Cutie loves to dance on the dance floor because she is a camel, and camels love to dance when the feeling is right.
Thank you for watching the After Files live stream. This is not a professional production. We don't know why anyone watches this thing, but we're glad you do. And now, to kick off the show is everyone's favorite sidekick, the one, the only, Hecklefish.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
The After Files is streamed in front of a live audience.
That looks good. Now you can hear me down there. The producers are thumbs up. And Victoria's not going on camera tonight. Is that what we agreed? She says, definitely don't go on camera. Of course, you know, I had to do it. How are you guys doing? I'm not going to keep you too long tonight. I wanted to check in again because I know these episodes without Hecklefish are weird. And I got to hire a makeup artist, clearly, because it looks like my corpse when I'm watching the episodes. Makeup is not working. They got to fix that in post. Who is here? Hey, Mike D, good to see you. Plumber's New Black has been here. Your first After Files, welcome. If you're expecting anything more than this, then you're going to be very disappointed. What's up, Jonathan? Good to see you. Adventures with Stinky is here. Looking forward to having a Stinky adventure tonight. Alicia, you're very nice to say that. Yes, Simo, no need for makeup. No. That's why I use the beauty filter in post. Thanks, Emily. No, I wasn't fishing for compliments. I really wasn't. You guys don't have to do that. I wanted to check in because the episodes are weird, and I wanted to reassure you that full Wild Files episodes are coming. They're being produced. I'm late on the Ghost Ships one. And, I was working on another one of these like solo episodes just today. I finished it called The Megalithic Yard. And the first draft it was kind of boring. Megalithic Yard is a unit of measurement that's found all throughout the ancient world. And the first draft was kind of boring. So I did some research, did another pass on it. And I was like, this could be a banger of an actual full Wi-Fi's episode. So that puts us in a bit of a pickle. And now we've got the Stoned Ape script, which is kind of fun, about how early proto-humans ate magic mushrooms, and that's what awakened our consciousness. So that's going to be a solo one, but that could also be a good episode. Paul, good to see you. Paul, very reliable. Paul asks, he's our biggest supporter, financial supporter since the early days. Zeb Francis says you should randomly bring up Vic without notice. She won't like that. And we'll go out. What we're going to do is hang on. Yeah, there we go. We got the mobile cam. We could check how the wife is doing. Jen is recovering from surgery today. Victoria is covering her mouth with two hands. There she is. She's covering from surgery. She's doing fine. She had got a boob job. Got a boob job today. Victoria's freaking out. What? She had a boob job. This was my Christmas gift.
Oh my god.
Just hang on, my god. She got a reduction. She got a reduction because look, we're old. And gravity affects men and women both. Okay, it affects men and women both. Why is Victoria? Why are you freaking out?
You're not going to do this. You're not going to call them what I think you are.
Victoria's very nervous right now. Gravity affects men and women very, very differently, but it affects us very negatively. You know, you got those two things knocking against your knees. But I mean, we knew it was time for Jen to get her to get the reduction, because after a while we're just kind of sitting in bed and I'm like reading my Kindle and realize I'm just, my elbow is just using one breast. It's like an armrest. And I'm like, when did you get this new? Those aren't pillows. So it became like they were so big that it was like four of us in bed. So she had the reduction surgery today. She's doing fine. And I honestly had permission, Victoria, I had permission to talk about this. She said, just make sure you tell them it's a reduction. She said, don't let me get a couple of jokes in there first. Dina says, I'm awful. Oh, Dina. She's saying I'm awesome. It wasn't, none of this was my idea. And she's going to be happier. I mean, they were huge. Which wasn't a problem. I mean, we've been together a long time. Jen's tall and thin with giant boobs. It's like cha-ching. But over time, gravity becomes the enemy to all of us. The bell tolls for us all, and today it tolled for thee. Conservative Weirdo says, my husband's mouth is wide open in shock. How dare you? What is he shocked about? Get a boob job. So everyone, boob jobs for everyone. Victoria, should I do that so everyone knows that all the ladies on staff get free lip injections? It's not a requirement, but it's like strongly suggested that they accept. Should we go boobs next, B? She was like shaking her head no, and then it kind of tilted forward a little bit because she was like. Dina was, I know, I feel her pain. One Big Chief says, guys, too. Yeah. John Butterbaugh, I don't take care for my fake myself. Sue Powell says, mine are up my knees, LMAO. Yeah, they kind of go down there. I mean, Jen's going to be so much happier. I mean, before it looked like she was wearing a fanny pack. She's laughing, by the way, Reddit. So you can put your keyboards away. She's laughing. It's funny. Jen is not self-conscious about any of this stuff. Hang on. I've got network issues. Pause that. Stop that. Jen is not self-conscious because she's beautiful. So like I will play in the office. I'll show like old pictures of Jen from high school and stuff. She would talk about a glow up. I do. It's Mio. But she's totally fine with it because she's beautiful now. But she wasn't always. Hey, we all have our awkward years. And she had a few of those. The thickest, I mean, her glasses were as thick as this. Next time I'll actually be prepared and I'll show you some of her old pictures. I think you'd get a kick out of them. Another reason for me popping in today is because we are so proud of, hang on. We're so proud of this merch. Did you guys watch the sponsor ad? It was a good one today. Hecklefish riding with the Hell's Anglers, patched over from the Beaver Riders, gets caught up in this sting operation, an arms deal with a bro dozer at Sturgis. So he gets wrapped up and tossed into the clink. So we've got his mug shot up there. So these are the mug shots are on the mugs. But t-shirts and posters of these are coming soon. I can't wait to get one of these in my office. I don't know what Rob modeled this over. Is this a model get like, kind of reminds me of the Hendrix picture? It's Elvis? Is the Elvis? Okay, that's cool. Cool as well. I mean, Hendrix, Elvis. Who are the other great mugshots? Sinatra had a great one. You know, we don't get political, but the president had a pretty good mugshot. Love him or hate him. That was just, you know, that was a good mugshot. Tony loves the size of those cups. Every mug is 100% fistable. You can fist every mug. We make sure of that. No. If you're going to talk, then just jump on the stream. No, I just tell me they're 20 ounces. She's telling me they're 20 ounces. What a sidekick. What's the circumference?
It's actually 3.34 3¾ inches.
She gave me the answer. Sinful hands. Fistable, you say? Is irony with your username? Yeah, all mugs are 100% fistable. Willa D says, love you, Jen. Tammy says, love that selling point. I forget how that it probably happened. All this stuff happens on the streams. But at some point, someone in the chat was saying that they hate when they order these mugs online and they get them home and they're just these tiny little cups. So I grabbed her mugs and I was like, no, our mugs are so big that you can, and you get a whole man's fist in there. Stephanie Edwards, AJ, the dude behind you is freaking me out. That's Bob. He's a punching dummy. So hopefully we'll have some painting help this week that will paint my gym and I can get all this crap out of my bar. See, it's obscuring the nice bar behind us. I'm sick of looking at it. That's just gym equipment. I'm in a warehouse of gym equipment and booze. Oh, that's not professional. And I apologize for that. It's my fault.
So unprofessional. This isn't a live stream. This is a circus.
Jeff says that's what she said. Nice. Gregory, hi, Bob. All the fighters know his name is Bob. C says, make Bob the bartender. That would be funny. The t-shirt's on him because it's, because then you can hit him without gloves. You don't want to hit Bob without gloves. Plum, I'm drinking booze now, but it's not really. You know, it's Lindeman's Creek. It's a lambic beer. You'd have to drink a lot of those to get drunk, unless you're Victoria. Then you can drink half a bottle of these and fall asleep at your desk in the middle of a workday. In the middle of a workday, just. Jen walks over and is talking to Victoria. Victoria. And she goes, oh, shit. Like she, because I did a little, because no one knew what the lambics were. You guys know Lindeman's? It's like a very fruity beer. And I'm not a beer drinker. I haven't had a real beer since 1996. But lambics are a little different. So no one knew in the office what they were. So I did a little flight, a little tasting for them. Brought in Creek, which is cherry. Framboise is the raspberry. Pêche is peach. And then they just call it apple. Apple is pretty good. If you guys are cider drinkers, like Angry Orchard, wait till you try Lindeman's apple. It's bananas. It's so good. N48 used to kick Bob frequently. Get back in there. Jay's, it's like a cider, but it's Lindeman's is much more tart and way more fruity. Like if you drink a few Lindeman's apples and then you go to an Angry Orchard, it tastes like seltzer water almost. There's so, because the flavor, so much flavor in the lambics. So our chats often drift into booze and guns, and apologies in advance. And if there are any sober people out there, respect. I know how hard that can be. We're not meaning to trigger you. So when Jeep Cam says, I like bullet bourbon, I say, me too. I don't think you can see my bourbon shelf behind me. But there's a bullet back there. Smalls, did you have a happy 420? No, we don't even think about it. We got out of that business and never looked back. You know, we had a very good couple of years and then really a lot of bad years. And we're not weed people. That's Gino got us into that business. He was the weed guy. I wish it worked for me. It just makes me more anxious. Randwar, what's the best bourbon you have? You have to be more specific. Do you mean the most expensive or do you mean the best tasting? You know, my go-to is Turkey 101. I'm a simple man, but I have a $600 bottle back there and it's fine. I can't really taste the difference. Blood Oath is back there. That's pretty good. Chicken Cock is there. I like that. Blanton's, of course. Woodford's over there. That's been the daily this week. Maynard, I like Jameson. Me too. That's back there as well. And Bushmills with the Irishes. Taft, 12 years sober. Well done. Keep it up. Keep it up. Wayne, how do you spell what you're drinking? Lindeman's. L-A-N-D-E-M-A-N-S. Most big liquor stores will have that. It's a big brand. Simple Hands, Hecklefish Bourbon. When we're trying to get Crab Cat whiskey, and that's a project that just keeps getting pushed. We gotta get that back on track. I really want to make that happen. Willie, you're drinking Turkey 101? Nice. That's, you know, when the 101 comes out, that's drinking with intention. The Maker's 101 is pretty good too. Glad you can make it, Vanilla. I know those episodes are weird. I don't look at the comments because I know they got to be brutal. But the views have been pretty good. You know, I'm not convinced this plan is going to work. We'll go another couple and see if we can hit a million per, and then I think we've proved the concept. But I told you guys, this is a part of a strategy. We're trying to land a deal somewhere. Land a deal so I don't have to constantly beg for money and we can focus on the things we want to do. That's why that's happening. I'm just trying to churn out a ton of content for you. Land on the charts. Conservative says it's going to work. I hope so. Matt G, drinking Merlot and puffing on homegrown. Nicely done. Homegrown. That's not that easy to do. I used to like to grow it. I just don't really like to use it. Jay says they were not brutal at all. The few random trolls. You're going to get those. Sulla says stick to the plan. We're sticking to it. You know, we'll all benefit from it. If we can really light this rocket ship. It really wants to fly. But I need a little bit more support to achieve the things I want to do. I mean, I really want to make the James Pond versus Dr. Human miniseries happen. I really want to do that. AJ got tired of Hecklefish asking to borrow money. I am tired of it, but PDS Debt keeps re-upping their deal. So I guess I'm going to keep doing it. Thank goodness for PDS Debt. And I think next to After Files, I'm going to have to run the Fishing Clash sponsor ad because, I don't know, is Freckles here, Knuckle Nuts? Is Ginger here? They put the wrong ad in last week's video, and the sponsor was not pleased. The sponsor said, thanks for the ad. That was from last year. Dope. So now they're going to get a freebie. We hate a freebie. The Hybrid gifted the Wi-Files 10 memberships to the chat. Spreading the love. Thanks. That's The Hybrid, who was here in Vegas last week, signing autographs, taking selfies with fans. It was really fun to be part of his entourage. It was really a lot of fun. Quantum was there as well. I don't know. Quantum, did you get any selfies? Were people asking you for selfies? Because he was sporting the merch. And of course, Barra was wearing the merch. I'm surprised that Barra didn't have like 3 books under his arm. Like, or a table set up in the back. That was at, we're talking about Nerdrotics meetup last week, which was a lot of fun. Gary's a super, super nice guy. Steve Linton, I missed the Wi-Fi's badges. We changed those because it was starting to look like an official account. And some people were saying things that we probably don't want officially said. So we switched it to that alien head. You want to switch it to something else? I could switch it right now to something else if you don't want an alien head. I tried to look for a lizard, but it doesn't really work. Timothy, I don't know too much about what came out of the JFK files yet. I haven't really gone through that stuff. For that kind of topic, I'll go to the experts, or I'll talk to Barra and get their take on it and then relay it to you so it doesn't take 4 hours. But like I said, I'm not an expert on anything I talk about. I consider myself a storyteller and an entertainer, not a journalist. I'm not really a researcher. You know, I'm an expert on the topics for the 1 week that we work on them. I can tell you everything about the megalithic yard this week. Next week, I won't even know what it is. But the megalithic yard, it's 2.72 feet, right? So this Scottish engineer surveyed, he was looking at Stonehenge and Avery and some of these other stone circles and started to see this number popping up, 2.72 feet, everything divisible by it. So he started doing some research. This is an Oxford engineering professor, retired. He surveyed 600 sites, 600 ancient sites, circles, monuments, henges from all across England and France, and found they all shared the same number. It kept popping up, 2.72 feet. And he couldn't really explain it. And what he did to kind of make it work was he looked at some ancient Sumerian and Mesopotamian science where they had a 366-degree circle, not the 360 that we have. So if you take a 366-degree circle and you divide that up into 60 minutes and each minute into 6 seconds, each second becomes a division of the megalithic yard. It's 166 then, which is interesting because if you multiply all those numbers together, you get the circumference of the Earth somehow. Unbelievable. So it hurts. 2.72 is a Bigfoot. It certainly is. And Dingamossi dropping in the 0.829 meters. Because this is the 20s. So I think UK was still imperial then, yeah? So Dead says cubit. So that's what's interesting. So archaeologists were looking at this number and saying, yeah, it's a coincidence. Okay, it's found in the henges. You know, so what? Where else is it? So they started looking at other ancient sites. And it turns out if you take a Sumerian cubit and then make that one side of a triangle and make the bottom one half a Sumerian cubit, the diagonal, the hypotenuse, is exactly 2.72 feet, a megalithic yard, which was kind of cool. The Egyptians had a measurement called an emmer. And if you take two emmers on one side and one on the bottom, the hypotenuse is a megalithic yard. So it kept showing up over and over and over again. Now, what's going on in the chat? The Earth used to orbit the sun 360 days after the since the binary twin, it lasted 5 days, were said to be cursed. I wouldn't want to look into that. I like that story. Frankly, going 1.618, dropping a Fibonacci number in the chat. So the megalithic yard is also compatible with Euler's number. You know, speaking of Fibonacci numbers and phi and the golden ratio, Euler's number is and a number that's as important in nature as phi and as pi. Is E, and the megalithic yard is compatible with E. I'll get into it in the episode. It's really interesting. It was dry when I first read it, but I think it's great now. Adams Whiteside, what does it all mean? Well, my theory was, how did all these ancient cultures have the same measurement when they had no contact? And this is going back thousands and thousands of years. So it implies that there must have been a single source, a civilization that had advanced mathematics and disappeared. So what are we talking about? Talking about Atlantis. Talking about Atlantis, Mu, Lemuria, had this unit of measurement. Because these, like Stonehenge and these sites, these are Neolithic sites. These are Stone Age sites. No metal tools. Yet they had all these circles perfectly aligned to equinoxes and solstice to the moon cycle, which is almost 19 years. And aligning to the equinox is really interesting. I think it gets overlooked by a lot of people. Because equinox, we're kind of taught that the equinox is when the day and the night are the same length. But that's not what equinox is. When day and night are the same length, for you, it's called an equilux. That's not an equinox. Equilux happens a few days before you, depending on where you are on the Earth. The equinox is when the equator of the sun is directly over the equator of the Earth. That's the equinox. These are Stone Age people. How do they know there's an equator even? Or that the Earth is that size? So I think it's very interesting how, oh, Stonehenge lines up with the equinoxes. Well, don't just blow that off. That's crazy. If you understand equinoxes, that means you understand that the Earth is giant and round. Backwards, I suspect AJ is a Buffalo Trace man. That's just in my flask in my office is BT. I like that one too. Sulla Fox, Randall Carlson is great with this topic. I should have him in, you know, when the basement's finished, when the basement's ready. He'll be one of the guys to have in. Because he can just go on and on. So, like, I'm telling you all the information that I just learned, and there's a little bit more. But if you ask me next week, I'm going to forget all of it. It's 2.8 what feet? Once it sounds like they worship the sun. It certainly does. And the moon and the stars. Because all these sites have cosmic alignments. Sun, moon, and stars. Paul is also giant and round. I don't know when his equinox is, but happy birthday. Gregory, ancient people were way smarter than but then what happened? You got cut off. I think they were way more intelligent, more ingenuity than we give them credit for. Monica, I need to stop watching this before bedtime. This stuff is terrifying. Is the megalithic yard terrifying? I think it's interesting. My AI stories are scary. I think Anthropic just released the news today. Exclusive set from Anthropic. Anthropic warns fully AI employees are 1 year away. AI virtual employees beginning to roam corporate networks next year, company's top security leader told Axios. The virtual employees could be the next AI innovation hotbed. Agents focus on specific programmable tasks, virtual employees. It's definitely happening. Have you guys seen like the McDonald's where the robot takes your order and gets the food? It's definitely happening. And people ask me, you know, what can we do to stop it? Nothing. It's too late. We're here now. There's nothing that we can do to stop it. We were warned. Sam Altman warned us, but kept doing it anyway. Elon warned us and kept doing it anyway. Anthropic warned us. They kept doing it anyway. Dr. Hinton warned us, and they kept doing it anyway. They signed a pledge to stop research, and they kept doing it anyway. And they said AGI, artificial general intelligence, was 20 years away. Then it was 5 years away. Now it's 5 months away. Here we are. Kyle, employees suggest they will be paid by salary. That's interesting, because that reminds me of, for you TNG fans, remember the episode of Next Generation called Measure of a Man? A famous episode. It was like a legal episode. And it was about Data, who's an android, so consider Data an AI, right, with a body. And it was about, does he have agency and ownership of his own body? Because the plot was Starfleet wanted to take him and dissect him and replicate him, all that stuff. And Data didn't want to do it. And they said, well, you're a machine. You have to choose. So that episode is going to become very poignant very soon. Because what's sentience? No one can really describe it. You know, what's consciousness? Nobody really knows. So what happens when you have a sort of a self-contained AI machine that's doing some task and just decides, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do something else. Then what do? You force it to do that? Well, then all you've done is created a race of slaves. Mike says, I need another Hatman video. I've seen him. It was terrifying. No way, man. Because I saw the hag, and that my shadow people, that shadow person experience was the scariest night of my life, before and since. And look, I'm not shaky. I'm not really afraid of anything, except I don't like mice and bugs. Then I get kind of feminine. But I'm not afraid of ghosts or the dark or anything like that. But this thing terrified me. Jen and I were staying like at some garbage motel because we were broke up in the mountains. And I couldn't even go into the bedroom. We had to go sleep on the couch. She went and like got the suitcases out of the room and we left the next night. I couldn't go in there. It felt so real. I just could still see it. Wild Hertz saw the hag when I was 16. I get into it in the episode. I tell the whole story. I won't tell it here because I don't know if there are kids watching. But mine had sort of an assault kind of angle to it, which is men don't really worry about that sort of thing. I mean, I don't know how women leave the house, but somehow they do. Jen, you are here. Go rest. Is she lurking? She says, I am. Omer Gad says, I watch The Wife Files with my 2-year-old daughter. She loves the show as much as I do. That's so nice to hear, Omar. Jump on Discord and open a ticket. Let us know your daughter's name and I'll send her something. Elijah says, Hat Man is real. He's seen by a lot of people. Look, I'm not a believer in that stuff. I don't believe in ghosts or shadow people. I don't believe in any of those things. But that experience felt very real. Now, you can explain it away and say that everyone sees the same things because our biology is the same. And maybe that's true. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a supernatural element to it. I don't know. But I can tell you in that particular moment, that specific moment for me, a skeptic who does not believe and is not afraid of things, that hag was real. I felt her and it terrified me. And he produces centipedes are real. I can't deny that. M48, my 8 and 12-year-olds love you guys. That's awesome, M48. Open a ticket. Give me their names. I want to send them something. And then that's it. No more greedy parents. All right, maybe one more. My ex's mom was a hag. Corey Edwards. That's, you know, the in-laws, it's the roll of the dice. Mine are okay. They're okay now. They weren't always. They're okay now. I know they watch, but I tell the truth here, don't I, Jennifer? I do. And I wasn't mean. I just said they weren't always. Sass says, my wife loves you, no kids. Well, go make some. Brad says, the hag put her face in mine and felt like she was trying to steal my breath. Scary. Mm-hmm. Curran Dag says, maybe the hag was just saying, give us a kiss, please. Mm-hmm. Megan Cooper, we need more of the truth. I'm 100% open and honest with this audience. I mean, there are things I don't tell you that are personal to others, but I let my warts show here. I think it makes for a better experience for the community. You know, you're not getting nonsense. That's why the early episodes sometimes make me cringe a little bit because I was very YouTubery because I thought that's what you did. Smash that like and hey, that's good with the energy. But once I sort of settled down and just started being more myself, more people started connecting with it. And that's when I realized the audience got older when I did that. Like older. I think the average viewer is like 45 years old. And rather than try to go younger, like all the experts say, you know, I have to bring young people. I just leaned into it. Gen X is, that's my people. So we're kind of a Gen X channel. I try to make it appeal to everybody. But for Gen Xers, you know, people between maybe 40 or early 40s to early 50s, there's so many references that only we get. Only you guys know, hey, you guys. Like, nobody knows who that is. Nobody knows Sloth Love Chunk. Nobody knows Life Moves Pretty Fast. Thanks, South Texas. Matchy, people are looking for authenticity. I'm a Gen Xer, 45 years old. Yeah, that's because we grew up in no BS. No nonsense. You know, we raised ourselves. Sella, baby, baby, Ruth. Ruth? Ruth, baby, says Margaret. Yeah, this is our people. S. Adams, I'm 29. I love the 80s movies. I'm glad. I mean, so many of them don't hold up, but quite a few do. Jerome 58X for sure. Absolutely. You were watching MTV. Monica's born in 1978. Yeah, you're one of us. Smitty, you get every Gen X joke reference. Are you of the right age or you just know the stuff? Because you can just know the stuff. Like, you know, I know boomer stuff because I'm into, you know, Frank Sinatra and the guys who hung out at Tuchur and I watched the Jackie Gleason show. And all that stuff. Jason's 48. Mr. Bill says a 1967 model here. That was a good year. That was a pretty good year. Kathy D, 54. Smalls, MTV, the glory days. Remember when they played music videos? That was the 80s. Star, I'm glad you enjoyed the new episode. The new format is definitely making me nervous. But it seems to be connecting with some people. Never miss an episode. Appreciate that. Kristen Arsenio Hall. Yeah, I remember that. Bella B, New Yorker here too. 68, 69. Yeah. It's all our people. Squirrels Post is putting a coordinates in there, which, you know, I can't resist. So now I gotta check that. I mean, the last chat someone gave coordinates and it was bonkers what we found. I can't find it, but it's so hard to get coordinates into Google Maps. All right, here's what's at the coordinates. Okay, that's funny. That's funny. Yeah, I don't know where that is or what that is, but I'll leave that on the screen for a minute. The Wi-Fi thing, I don't think we ship to Korea. But if you see merch in the store, we ship there. Yeah, shipping overseas got so tricky and super expensive that it wasn't really even worth it. It's, you know, someone in Scotland would buy a $20 t-shirt and the shipping would be $48. And we don't control that. You know, we don't make money on shipping. That just, we just pass it along. And I just can't bear to do it. And some people were saying, look, I'm willing to spend $68 for a t-shirt, but I just can't. Sulla Felix, Rocky 3 and 4. All the Rockies were, you know, for Gen Xers, we watched all the Rockies. They don't all hold up, but at the time, they were all great. I mean, all those were the best, right? First Blood, when Brian Dennehy played the sheriff and Stallone was the drifter, and that launched the Rambo franchise. Larry Jim Bob, it does look dry there. Looks like that site could use a little moisture. Jason Bridges from First Blood was amazing. It was. And I don't think it was supposed to launch a franchise, but it was so good. We hadn't really seen movies like that. Now, you youngsters remember First Blood? This is Stallone. This is when he was just starting to get kind of jacked. He's a drifter, comes into town. And the sheriff, Brian Dennehy, he doesn't really like him, doesn't do anything wrong, but he gets kind of on the wrong side of the sheriff and the law and ends up going on the run. Of course, he's wrongfully accused, but he's Rambo. He's ex-special forces, so now he's out in the forest, and he's just murdering everybody. But the big scene in that movie is when he cuts his arm and he takes out his survival knife and he sews up his own wound. That's what we all watched as... You know, as young teen boys, we were like, wow, that's a real man, sews up his own wound. I mean, now we do it, now we crazy glue it. That's what Dad taught us. Squeeze it and crazy glue it. I'm serious. That's why Gino and I have scars everywhere. Squeeze it, crazy glue it. Does anyone else do that? I mean, I know there's medical glue. But, you know, Dad was a NYPD cop in the 70s and 80s in Times Square. He didn't have time for nonsense. Get up, rub dirt in it, squeeze it, crazy glue. Let's go. Quit. I'll give you something to cry about. I heard that a few times. You want me to give you something to cry about? No, sir. Mountain Cowboy Stallone Cobra. Yeah, very underrated. Very underrated. A lot of underrated Stallone movies. Tying it into Steven's big Trouble comment, Tango and Cash, right? How great was Tango and Cash? Jeep Cam Predator. I ain't got time to bleed. And said by the great Governor Jesse Ventura. Also, if you guys know Predator, the original movie, really, really well, Shane Black, by the way, the great director, is one of the soldiers. And he tells a joke on the helicopter coming into the jungle, which I can't tell you now. But I tell that joke all the time. If you know what I'm talking about. More, hey, you guys, The Electric Company. Watch that one. Wendy Olsen, Willow, Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones, one of the most perfect movies ever made. You'll see that poster on my wall. AC, thanks for pimping out the merch. Get a Hecklefish mugshot. We're very proud of these. I have one on my desk. No Love for Short Circuit. I like that one. It was that Johnny Number Five, right? Collapse Throne Love Bruce Lee movies. I connect him more with the 70s, but I guess he goes into early 80s. I mean, Enter the Dragon, one of the great ones. I'm a Donnie Yen man, though. No one's better than Donnie. He's the best. I mean, he's the best. He's the best to ever do it. We're so lucky to have him. I like him better than Jackie Chan and way better than Bruce Lee. Hand Dragon Escape from New York was a great one. That's my go-to. Jake the Snake. Can-Am's Blues Brothers. Yeah, I just watched that the other night. We're on a mission from God. That one still holds up. No Disassemble Johnny 5. Marin Like Platoon. That was a great one, too. Legacy, you got the beanie. You loved it? Where are the beanies? Is that an accessory? Is a beanie an accessory? This is too big. It's like when I click in here, all I see is this giant. Just get me to the stuff. Oh, yeah, these are signed. My hand just cramped from signing stuff last week. We sent out 1,600 signed pieces of merch. If you want it signed, I will sign it. If you send it to me, I will sign it. I don't know why you would want that. Oh, there's a beanie. But people do. I'm happy to do it. Oh, look how pretty she is with her little trucker hat. Is this the beanie we're talking about? The Illuminati one with the pom-pom? That's a great one. Ramwa, get an auto pen. Yeah, I made that joke. I made the same joke. Chris Wallace, you remember the 80s Charlie Sheen movie, The Wraith? I don't remember that one. Don't remember that one. He was in so many good ones. I told you I did a job with him, with Charlie, on a commercial in the 80s. How did we make it through the night? A Peruvian marching powder. Steve, go ahead, make my day. Dirty Harry, I think, is 70s, isn't it? Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? What I'm holding here is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun ever made. It will blow your head clean off. So you have to ask yourself, do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? I gots to know. I think that's how it goes. Garen goes with Gremlins. I remember that one. That was kind of scary at the beginning. Ability Magnificent Seven. I like both versions, the original and the new one. I love the new one. Maybe even better. This Mindy says, Monty Python, the Holy Grail, best quotable movie. It's only a fresh wound. You're not my king. I didn't vote for you. My beacon is grail-shaped. I'm not dead yet. I don't want to go on the cot. I feel like dancing. Most quotable movie ever. I was watching some, I forget what it even was, but it was like some horrible movie. Like it was a horrible scene in a serious movie where some a dude got shot with an arrow and someone said, message for you, sir. And I just laughed so hard. Like in a theater, like someone got, maybe it was the Cowboys and Indians or something. But it was like a horrible, grisly death. And I just heard, message for you, sir. We want a strawberry. Jen's over there doing the lines. Jen, we are no longer the knights who say knee. Now the knights who say...
Icky, no, don't put me on camera.
Oh. No. Her boobs are way too tiny to go on camera. Dr. Bill, Beverly Hills Cop. Still holds up, by the way. A nice connection to Stallone. He always regretted turning down that movie. But you can't imagine anybody else playing it. Eddie Murphy is so good in that movie. Even in the dramatic parts, it's hard to even fathom it. But I think he was 22 years old when Beverly Hills Cop came out. Unbelievable. And if you guys remember, if you Breaking Bad fans, that like Mike Ehrmantraut from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, it's great Jonathan Banks. He was the henchman in Beverly Hills Cop, if you recall, way back in the day. I may have some news about the Y-Files and a project involving Jonathan Banks coming up. It's weird how the simulation works. I got a little news today from the showbiz folks. Jules, who is the voice of Hecklefish? He does his own voice. Who does your voice? Such a strange question. That'll be Good Morning Vietnam. Are we just dropping 80s movies? I mean, it's fine with me. Yanni Renton, Lethal Weapon. That was a great one. Samurai Mime, Christmas Vacation. That might be my favorite vacation. Might be. I say Shitter's Full at least twice a year for whatever reason. Excuse my language. Shitter's Full. Honey, have you checked our shitters lately? I think that might be my favorite one. But they're all good. Return of the Living Dead still holds up? I bet it does. Stand By Me was a classic. That still holds up. Hecklefish would be OnlyFans. Beverly Hills Cop 2 at the Playboy Mansion. Was it? I guess it might have been. I forgot that. As Adam's Roadhouse. I love Roadhouse. I love that movie. Mijo. DeClue's Views. Can I hire Hecklefish to do my voice? You can try. He's expensive, though. Every family has a cousin Eddie. Mine doesn't, but Jen's does. Drop the what from the feed? They don't want to see the merch anymore. Well, just one last for the road. The Hecklefish mugshot mugs coming up for the road. All right, it's just all 80s movies now. You're just naming them. Plum is in the Black. Hecklefish is my boyfriend. I sleep with him every night.
I like the way this human thinks.
Have we been putting super chats up? You want me to do a few super chats? There's Quantum Sledgehammer for $20.
Human. I want you to know, I said human, thank you for all the dough tipping, as I'm sure you will find, always is a good time. ooh, ooh, ooh. It's fun to tip the F-I-S-H. It's fun to tip the F-I-S-H.
Despite apparent sinister efforts of both YouTube and Patreon making sure not to notify me of new episode and live stream tonight, they can't stop me from enjoying a new After Files. Come at me, bro. I can do this all day. Yeah, the notifications. I don't know why they don't go out, but many times they don't. And, you know, I hung with Ken. You don't want to get on the wrong side of the sledgehammer. The hammer comes down hard. Jane Shell 499 just became a Patreon annual subscriber. Love my mouse pad too. I'm glad you love. I hate those mouse pads. I hear Jen in there groaning because she knows what's coming. She knows what's coming. We should get these. Nobody wants a tiny round mouse pad. So she just orders thousands of them. And we got boxes of mouse pads. How many? A thousand?
Yes.
And we sold how many? Before you gave them away on the sale. For free, practically.
It wasn't for free. I'm not talking about this. I'm recovering.
Oh, you're recovering?
Yes.
Okay, she's convalescing. Nobody wants a tiny round mouse pad. But I'm glad that you like it, Jane. We really appreciate it. I hope those are cheap.
$8? Yes.
Plus shipping.
You know what?
James, was yours signed? Because I signed a bunch of them. And at least you get a signature out of it. If that's good. Jason Evans, member for 2 months. Appreciate that. Do an episode on the Oort Cloud. Oort Cloud, very interesting. So the Oort Cloud is this giant sphere of rocks and stuff that surrounds our solar system. And it doesn't have millions of objects. It doesn't have billions of objects. It has trillions and trillions of objects. And it's just this sphere around our solar system. It's way beyond the Kuiper Belt. I don't know what story I can do about the Oort Cloud. I've mentioned it a few times. I don't know if there's a story there. Maybe if we could find some dark, dangerous asteroid or something, we can do a disaster movie story. I like doing those. Well, Seb, sorry to see you go. Paul for 20, we miss you and the crew. Live streams don't need to be anything special. I appreciate that. I always mean to prepare. I never do. I end up just talking to y'all. Richard Bramlett, the hybrid, but how do we navigate through the Van Allen belt? You're not supposed to do that. Keep your boobies still. Fancy Pants thoughts on the megalithic structures in Montana. They're all over America. It's just, there was just people here way, way, way before archaeologists thought. They're wrong all the time about it. I mean, in school, we learned about the Clovis culture. That was the earliest culture here. But there were people here tens of thousands of years before that. And they have to keep revising it. They keep finding new stuff. Brenda Tremors was a good one. Larry Jim Bob, you get through the Van Allen belt through the buckle, of course. Nicely done. Sirius, I appreciate you too. Zeb, you should randomly bring up Vic without notice. Thor, thank you for the 50.
Ooh, $5 more and you get a private dance.
Ooh. I got surprised the other day when I saw you on the Unexplained show some days ago, moving up in the world. Eh? No. Doing the Unexplained is not moving up in the world. I don't even know if it's lateral. Look, it's cool, I guess, that people are like, I saw you on TV. I don't even know where to watch that besides Amazon. Do you even get that show? You have no idea where to watch that.
I have no idea.
No. So it's cool.
I haven't seen one.
On the my IMDb says I'm on The Unexplained William Shatner, but I don't know where to see it. And moving up in the world, you know what they pay me to do that show? I think, what do I get? $100 plus gas? Something like that? Or a couple $100 plus gas. This is why Barra has always pushing his books. Those shows don't pay any money. Right? That's why Barra's like, hey, can you buy me a beer? I'm like,
Barra's here.
You've been on TV for 15 years. You got to be loaded. But no, he's got his books under his arm. Buy a book. Stop. Everyone go buy a Mike Barra book right now. Go buy Dark Mission.
And now you will have increased sales, so thank you.
I think I own all of Mike's books.
I do. I'm signed. I took the ones that he signed for you to read.
All right, there she goes. Exposure can be beneficial, says Armando. Maybe. So I've done a bunch of those. I just shot a few of those a couple of weeks ago. So we got a few more of those coming out, and they're bringing me back. I keep, every time I do it, I don't want to do it again, but I keep going back. So I don't know if it's moving up in the world. We'll call it a lateral move. Robert, thank you for that super sticker. Conservative Weirdo, member for 1 month, loves the show. Appreciate you. Conservative Weirdo, better read my super chat way up there. Where is it? I don't see it. Just tag me in the chat. I'll read whatever you want. Carolyn Foot for us, $3.55. Pardon me. Make sure you all shut down the main breaker of your homes if the big solar storm hits so your home doesn't catch fire. Probably not going to work, Carolyn. When the solar storm hits, it's a flood of electrons and photons. So having things powered up certainly is bad, but the electrons get into the circuits anyway, and they overload them. That's really the big concern. But I can't hurt. I could be wrong. This is M48PM, who's got an 8 and 12-year-old here in cell phone almost since the start. Thanks for the great content, team. My daughter keeps begging to play our Go Hecklefish game. Do you ever appear at cons or anything? I never do. I don't know what I would do at those. You know, I've been asked to sit on panels, but I don't. You know, do you want to sit on a panel about UFOs? I kind of don't. I'm not the UFO guy. That's the thing with Unexplained. You know, I told them, don't make me the guy who tries to tell the story is true. I said, I debunk all of these things. And I know that because you're mining my channel for content, which is cool. They're good guys over there. But since I debunk this in my show, don't put me on there and like Giorgio with the hair going, but it could be aliens. I don't want to be that. You know, that's dishonest. And sometimes, look, because they give you the questions in advance. You know, everything that those guys say up there, we know every question that you're going to be asked. Now, you're allowed to riff and give your own thoughts. But sometimes they'll want you to like, hey, can you say it this way so we can connect the story, which is all fine. I don't mind doing that. But if they say, can you say it like this to make it sound like it was true? It's like, I can't do that, guys. We got to word it a different way. My audience knows that I don't believe that stuff. Ancient astronaut theorists say yes. Appreciate the 501, Mike D. Aliens, yep, Giorgio, a legend. Yeah, Gino and I went to see Giorgio speak at like the basement of a Hilton a million years ago, like probably 20 years ago, when he was just getting on the scene. But he gave a great talk. I mean, there's like 20 of us in folding chairs at a Hilton, somewhere in Universal City area. But he was cool. He talked to everybody. I don't even think he had a book, but there's always a book. Lizard Man of Lee County should be a fun, quickie hit. Cryptid One. I was looking at the area when it was going on. We'll definitely look into that. Our next cryptid quickie is the Mantis Man, which when Hammy, who's our researcher, told me about it, I said, that is the most ridiculous story. And he started telling me what he found. I was like, oh, this is a good one. They'll like this one. Plum, no, we're in Vegas. We fled L.A. during the summer of love. Things were aflame. Viv Beast for $5 says, under boob sweat is the worst. You hear that, Jenny?
Yes.
Under boob sweat. That's no more for you.
Nope.
She got them puppies up right under her chin. I don't have a problem with that. Conspiracy Theory of 109, Bob cameo in an episode. That would be a great idea. Like when all this stuff was packed in here, Bob was actually just, he was turned around and it was, I setting up the camera and I jumped for half a second because he just looked too weird. So I turned him around to face the camera to make it look like he's kind of supposed to be here, that it's not just a bunch of crap laying around my bar, which it is. I mean, this is not supposed to be, this isn't a part of the room. This is my dip chin-up bar laying out here in the middle of the room. Get it out of here. Steve, Canadians would love to see Oak Island episode. I'd like to do it, Steve, but it's, you know, when they make a TV show out of something, it gets mined and mined to death, and I don't know what else I can bring to it. Because, I mean, they're really stretching it. You know, kind of like Ancient Aliens talks about everything, pretty much. Because you run out of stories. Mr. Fro, we're not in the cannabis industry anymore. Not for many years. Happy to be gone. Pardon me. There's a lot of bubbles in that burr. David, thank you for the 20.
Won't you spend money on me? I'm really broke, swimming here in my bowl. I have to pay three ex-wives spousal support for the rest of their lives. Those harpies, lawyers, they cost me a ton. I think they're bleeding me just cause it's fun, baby. Guppies, take all of my dough. Now to need braces, here comes Skid Row, baby. Won't you consider tipping? Won't you consider tipping?
As you walk on by, as you call my name. Does AJ just pee in a Gatorade bottle onto the desk like a spaceman during the show? Not during the live streams, but sometimes during those long edit sessions. You guys watch the Trailer Park Boys, right? Gotta have a piss jug. Full Metal Crazy Lurker, first live stream, but I want to say love the channel. Interesting things to talk about. Good to see you, Full Metal. We don't want a lurker. David, the Carrington event episode is still one of my favorites. New set looks awesome. I've missed After Files. Thanks, David. This isn't a, do you mean the basement? Because this isn't a new set. This is just where my table has rolled. I kind of don't want the bar to be a set. That's not really the look I'm going for, but I didn't want it in my kitchen because when it was in the kitchen, people start looking at your stuff. And then the whole chat is just about our stuff. Like, oh, what air fryer is that? And then it's just air fryer talk. You know, oh, I have the same Keurig. What Keurig is that? Right? And they just want, no, that's the 490, that's the 484X Keurig.
I get DMs asking. I get DMs asking what the products are. It's awesome.
But I like that episode too, the quarantine event. That was a fun one. Oh, there's conservative. Never put gold slaga in the fishbowl. Experience says the fishbowl will crystallize. Yeah, he doesn't want any of that. Ugh. Gold slaga. We used to mix that with Jaeger. There's Paul for five. April 20th is Hitler's birthday and not something to celebrate or super chat about. John Anderson, no begging needed. Well, I appreciate you, man. Jay Church, Lindemans. Lindemans Lambic. Now we got framboise. We had the Creek, which is cherry. Framboise is raspberry. If you're like a beer drinker, you're not going to like this. It's just like super tart and fruity. And it's really not very high alcohol content, which is why I'm allowed to drink it on the stream. Yeah, there's like hardly any alcohol in these. You don't see me drinking bourbon on the stream. It's not a good look. Where's the money, Lebowski? Where's the money? Is this your homework, Larry? Is this your homework? There's the hybrid spreading memberships around. Thank you to the team. We appreciate that.
Yo, thank you for the tip. I'm saving up to build a bunker to protect me from the lizard people. They're coming to get you.
It's Iggy Pop's birthday, the king of rock and roll. We can celebrate that. We can definitely celebrate Iggy Pop. John, I never had conspiracy bourbon. I don't think I heard of it. Try. Wendy, 420 is my son's birthday, so I'll celebrate that. Thank you very much. Let's go with that. Let's go with that, Wendy. Blowjack, my $2. I want my $2. It's a shame throwing away a perfectly good white boy like that. That kid was scary. What did she have? French fries, French bread, and Peru. Moss One finally made it to a live. We've been waiting for you. We can finally start. Paul, it's better to be with mediocre but honest sponsors instead of having scam sponsors. I agree. I don't think we've had any scam sponsors. You know, I did a whole video about the, what was it, the Scotland thing? What was the name of that whole controversy? Established titles, where he's a strip of fair lord. I don't think that was a scam. It was definitely shady. I don't know. You know, you have to give creators, you don't have to give them a pass, but you do have to give them a little bit of a break. Like, so we do PDS debt. I don't use them, but it's like you get a sponsor. We don't have especially when it was just me, I don't have time to research and go and find all these people and their connections and what Timu's up to. I don't know. But established titles caused a controversy, and so I didn't take them back as a sponsor, which really hurt, which was hard to do at the beginning. I needed that money, but people were angry. I didn't think that was much of a scam. It's like when you buy a star for somebody, I thought it was the same kind of thing. But people got angry. People got angry when Timu sponsored. Now, Timu, I get. Chinese company, China Communist Party, I get it. So we don't take the Timu sponsorship, Timu money anymore. And Timu paid good money, but we don't take it. So If I was, what I'm getting to it is, if I have a sponsor that's new and it's a scam or it's bad, give me a break on the first one. You can let me know what's going on and we'll look into it. And if you're right, we won't work with them. Like we don't take Timu's money. We don't take established titles money. If there's another sponsor that we have that's shady, let me know and I won't do it. But don't kill me on the first one. Quantum, my only selfies in Vegas were with me. So happy to meet you in the gang. Hey, Victoria, get well, Jen. Jen's going to be fine. Appreciate you, Quantum. Nicholas, I haven't looked into the Aboriginal Dreamtime myths, but I have mentioned them I haven't studied it or researched it, but I have mentioned them as part of the global flood, that they also have that same myth. Shows up everywhere. But just in general, I think I have one story coming. The Australian the Aborigines have some really cool stories. You know, just like American Indians or what I, Native Indigenous first up. I don't know what I'm Gen X. They're Indians. So Native Americans. That's why I do a lot of their stories. It's because they don't get a lot of coverage. And there's some great stories with Indigenous people. Aborigines being one of them. The Mesoamerican stories, like the Aztecs, the Toltecs, Incas, they have some really good ones because they're all dark. They have the horror stories. You know, you've got the star people and the Apaches and Comanches. That's nice. They have star people. But those Incas and Aztecs, they would just chop off head, make houses out of children's skulls, kick a corpse around with it in front of a crowd. They were dark. Un Hodges pretend. Mysterious black cats roam the UK are on the prowl. Recently spotted in South England. Great show tonight. Good luck with the plants. Thanks, Ewan. I haven't heard that. Mysterious black cats roam in the UK. Unless that's a slur. We don't like those here. Jay Ford, longtime fan, when are you having the Madman on? Whenever Mike wants to. You know, he's a private guy. Although he came to the Actor Files the other night. It was kind of exciting. And I think he had fun. We traded a couple emails about it. But he's a private guy, and he knows that if he comes on the show, that there are millions of people are going to be aware of him. So, and I totally respect that, because it's sometimes it's not awesome when people call you or show up where you are. Those are boundaries that you really shouldn't cross. So I understand Mike's hesitancy. Forbid, I do not believe in skinwalkers, but I could be convinced. You see, AJ for 10, proud you told the story about your dad, mine, Vietnam vet. They were treated like owned equipment instead of human beings. Thanks for putting yourself out there for them. I salute you, CAJ. Thank you. I was worried about that episode. I was worried mostly that no one cared about Agent Orange. But I got very emotional on that one. And it resonated with a lot of people. I heard from a lot of vets, active duty guys, as well as guys who were over there, thanking me for just continuing to talk about it. FK believes in, you believe in plasmoids? Those are the Russian ones, right? Those are the Russian zombies or the interdimensional ones. I remember reading about those. Dr. Gonzo putting out a public service announcement. Anyone near Wilkes County, Georgia, with a quality camera, we're seeing crazy plasma orbs here nightly. We need help documenting. No Wooja's documentation. So if anyone's in that area, go get some footage of those orbs and send that over. Delta Tango, my brother, is a Vietnam vet infected by Agent Orange to this day. So many. Way more many soldiers got sick or died from that disease than in combat. Killed by their own country. We do it again and again. Dunning-Kruger, very reliable in my book. You can help fill the hole Art Bell has left. Please keep it up and grow. That's very nice of you to say, but I don't think anyone can fill those shoes. Nick, hello, my 14 and 3-year-old love Hecklefish. We'll open a ticket and we'll send them something. Genius says, please debunk the money pit Oak Island. It's hard to debunk it because there's not a lot of evidence to it. I mean, stuff was there. I'm just not 100% sure what it is. I don't know. People keep asking for the Oak Island story. Maybe I just do it. I don't watch the series. Maybe that's a good thing, because then the information gets muddy. Maybe it's a better episode if I do it myself. Chad Weeks, have you ever discussed Dr. David Wilcox, his work on global consciousness? I don't know Dr. David Wilcox. You don't mean David Wilcock, do you? because I debunk just about everything he says. Yeah, I can't find a Dr. David Wilcox. But we do have an episode on quantum consciousness coming up at some point. It's just so hard to write. Wyatt says, I remember your Neanderthal episode talking about how it's theorized that they hunted us. But what do you think about the possibility that they had cities or civilizations similar to ours? They are 300,000 years older than us. I'd like to believe it. There's just not a lot of evidence of it. I mean, there's evidence that the Neanderthals had culture for sure. You know, they had music, art, language, a lot of the stuff that mainstream archaeology said they didn't have. They were more advanced than we were told. But a civilization of cities, it's very possible, but probably unlikely. I think there would be some evidence, plastic or some stone. But I could be wrong. You know, if everyone just left New York City, just left the island, it wouldn't take more than just a few thousand years for it to be just absorbed right back into the earth. So it's possible. You know, Graham Hancock thinks so, but he doesn't make the claim that they had like flying cars and stuff, but he makes the claim that civilizations earlier were much more advanced than we give them credit for. And I think he's probably right. And that's what the megalithic yard will get into next week. Brendan Hinman, thank you for the $4.99. Thank you for everything you do. Your videos brought me countless hours of thought-provoking enjoyment. Wish you all the happiness. Thanks, Brandon. It's very nice of you to say. Physics Gig is yelling, it's real spook lights. I told you they were real. I don't think I fully debunked spook lights. I think I debunked most of them. But the Marfa lights were pretty... I was able to debunk most of them. But not the Marfa lights were pretty weird. Steve Bertle, we were food for cavemen. Who's we? We were the cavemen. AJ, will these new episodes make it to the 24/7 stream? I'm having trouble watching this, the new episode in this stream all at once. I didn't think of that, but I don't see. I was going to say, I don't see why not, but I don't know. That'll be something I'll leave to you guys. You know, maybe you want a 24/7 stream with just the Y-Files episodes without, you know, without me doing the solo ones. You know what? Let's do a poll. Because, you know, my gut tells me just keep the main episodes on that stream. All right. You guys are aware that we stream 24/7, right, on the Y-Files backstage. I don't plug it much. All right, I'll drop the poll in there if you feel like voting on that. And I'll follow the poll. I mean, the 24/7 stream was not my idea. I was a Patreon member, and I didn't think it was a good idea. But I'm often wrong about those things. Chop, love the Goonies, love the channel. Put out some of the best content. I'm almost 50, and this is grown-up stuff. Great job. Keep them coming. Thanks, Chopped. Dr. Gonzo, fast forward to halfway. I don't know what you mean. Ugh, excited to see us on live. Appreciate that. Paul's back. Come from the generation where we first saw PG-13R images online. That's right. Tub Girl Goatsy all the way to ISL. Yeah, the execution videos, rough times. Hard to watch. Yeah, I mean, you see one beheading video. It's unbelievable. Jake says, do you have a signed my first YouTube strike mug? I don't think we have my first YouTube strike mug. I don't mind creating one. But the strike was for Madman. And we're cool now. We're simpatico. And he wasn't being a jerk about it. He was striking everybody using his stuff. I don't blame him. Jay Paul for $20. Can you wish my son Jason Allen Srivastava happy first birthday? Said, oh, he's one. I can mispronounce it. He doesn't understand me. His birthday was on 5/18/25. We kids your show and waiting for his Wi-Fi shirt to come. Thanks, Jay. Well, happy birthday to Jason Allen Shria. How do you pronounce that?
Where? Jay Paul? Where?
All right. No, she's texting with some her hunk on the side or something. Husband's out of town, right? Texting with the hunk on. Don't. All right. He's there. All right. Keeping an eye. When are we gonna hang those posters that are on my, how many times am I gonna trip over those posters on my floor? On the daily, thank you for the 10. Appreciate that.
Chingy, chingy, bang, bang. Nice tip, human.
His name is Snake Plissken. Jake the Snake was a wrestler. That's true. Jake the Snake Roberts was the great heel of the 80s. But that is correct on the daily. There's Ed for 10. Loving the stripped episodes. A great storyteller. I appreciate that. We put a lot of work into those. That's why I hate to see the negative comments, but I get it. It's very different. Not only are those episodes very different from what I normally do, they're very similar to what everybody else does. So I get it. But it's a strategy. Better Off Dead, Good Mover. Where's My $2? LOL Classic, John Cusack, Weird Science, License to Drive, Go 80s, Rocket, Goat, Lightning, Guitars. Rock and roll. Agree on everything. Weird Science was a great one. There's an Oingo Boingo was in the movie, right? They sang Weird Science? Oh, no, they sang It's a Dead Man's Party. Was that the Weird Science when they're at the frat party? They're sliding down the pool? Lord Gibby for $20.
What? The fish needs now a tips, sweet tips. They're the only thing to bring a smile to my little lips. Or buy a shirt, a mug, or a hat. If it's easier, just click the super chat.
I appreciate that super chat there, Gibby. And yeah, you guys are right. That was in Back to School, Rodney Dangerfield. Another great movie. That was where they play that song. He does the triple Lindy in that one. Is that right? Kurt Vonnegut shows up to help him with doing his story about Kurt Vonnegut. Liz B, thank you for that. 24/7 favorite and the compilations. You rock. I haven't heard of Lloyd Pye Saxon, but tell me more. Travis, thank you for buying a heck of a shirt. You know, we got these mugs for sale. I don't like to plug the merch. I know it makes Victoria happy. I don't like to. If she was in charge, all these prices would be double. You'd be paying $40 for a mug. T-shirts would be $50. Another 50 for it to be signed. You don't realize the barbarians are at the gate. I am the bulwark that keeps these prices down. Because the wife also would like to just... Yeah. You know, the boobs are done now. Who knows? She wants, maybe she butt implants are next. I don't know. So if you see mugs go to $24, you know there's a Brazilian butt happening somewhere in the American Southwest. There's conservative. My husband and I love watching you. It's our new together thing. We'll have so much. You're great. Now send me a hecklefish. Love you, Jen. You got a conservative? Open a ticket. I'll send you some. PC says, my old school Hecklefish mouse pad is awesome. Good. Would you buy some more? I got about 800 piled up. Just piles of them. We're going to, can we just include them in orders? No. Jen said no before I finished the sentence. I said, can we just include them? And she went, no.
I was afraid to put two stickers when she was around.
You're afraid to give an extra sticker?
Give them a whole bunch of stickers. So now we give them a cute, created one by Rob as a, you know, we have to balance you two. Right. Yes, you're both right.
You have to make a little money for the channel.
Make a little.
But you also don't want to rip people off. So we're both right.
Yep. You're excellent.
So I think $20 for a mug, I think, is fair. A Cougar's Cub gifted 5 memberships. Spreading the love like a virus. So 24-hour stream, including the stripped and quickies, is running 62%. Yes. That surprises me. Victoria, what's your dog's name?
Skylar and Remy.
Skylar and Remy?
The child named them when she was young.
Whatever. Okay. That sounds like the name of like Gen Z or twins. Jesse, how's your cat doing? He's good. He was really sick for like 24, maybe 36 hours, but that was it. And then it was just like back to normal. I don't know where he is. But he's a Maine Coon, and you swear you can see him growing in real time. He's almost, is he bigger than Bean yet? He's almost as big as the other two at 7 months. And nose to tail, he's about yay big. The tail's that much of it. So he's about there. So when he's fully grown, they say they should be about double the size when they were 6 months old, which would make him like about, he should be probably about a 20-pound cat. That's going to be a big animal. But he is a cuddle bug. You know, when we first got him, he hid under the bed. He was very antisocial. He was very skittish, very scared. But now he comes up right on your chest. He kisses you on the nose, cuddles under your chin. I can't even take it. Can't even stand it. Thanks for that, Brian. Who else has a Maine Coon in here? You know that they're different. This Mindy, my husband had a Maine Coon, weighed 35 pounds, named Mickey. That's awesome. Maine Coons are the best, gentle giants. Jericho, Maine Coon's the only cats I'd rock with before. Just go ahead and adopt an ocelot. Don't adopt an ocelot. No, those are dangerous. Yeah, I mean, there are cats and there are Maine Coons. And I love cats. My buddy boy, we went through thick and thin together across the country. He saw me go through a lot of bad relationships. He was my rock. But Maine Coons have a very different personality. It's almost like having a dog in a cat's body that cleans up after itself. Psycho CPO 5, I'll be honest, the After Files were always my favorite part of the week. I understand why things have slowed, but I hope you get back to doing more. That's part of the plan, is to do these. You know, if you guys can forgive a live stream for just not preparing any content and just talking to you, this is not that hard to do. But I do feel guilty that I don't really prepare more. Steve Sacco, $3,000 for a cat, though. True. I think that's about what he cost. I joked about the boob job being my Christmas gift. That was a joke. The cat was my gift. And he's a good one. He's a good one, right? We can keep him?
Yes, we're keeping him.
Teacher for 5. When you go on Rogan, will you hit the smelling salts? What, does he have those on his desk or something? Is that a challenge that he does for people? I don't want to mess with smelling salts, but I'll do it. Have you guys ever smelled real smelling salts that you've seen on the movies? You'll remember it. Jay says, if you feel guilty, that's your gut giving motivation. That's a good way to look at it. Barry has two Maine Coons, one black smoke, polydactyl, that's with the extra toe, and a large gray, both females, proof for seven generations in TICA. Too bad we cannot post pictures. I know, I wish we can drop pictures in here. It's a cool thing about being on Discord, is we can just drag pictures into the chat. It's a great reason to join Patreon, by the way. It's a great way to support the channel. It really, that the Patreon members really are the key to our success. So if you want, so instead of dropping a $50 super chat, John, which is all I appreciate, join Patreon for a year for that. And you'll get, if you enjoy these live streams, I do these for Patreon members twice a week. And instead of there being 10,000 of us competing for time, there's usually like 80 people. And you come up on stage and we all, and we can actually have a conversation. And it's not me just reading super chats. We talk about stuff. So, Patreon, great way to support. I don't know if I have the link. Nick says, thank you for staying open and keeping up good content. What's your favorite game to play? Board game? Video game? Hard to say. Video game, I've been playing Cyberpunk. And then I moved on to a couple of other things. Nothing really took. But Haley said Cyberpunk just released a DLC, which I will be downloading in about an hour. We'll play that. They want me to get into Sea of Thieves because everybody in the office plays that. But I tried that's the pirate game. I tried starting it. It was just too slow. I like guns and things exploding and that and violence. I wasn't digging just walking around an island looking for stuff. Aaron, what were your thoughts on the Millennium Falcon thing in the desert? You see all the tanks around it? Yeah, it was a man-made lake. It's just a military base. Those pictures were cool, right? John Anderson, there's $50.
A modern day goldfish lives in style, but you haven't tipped in quite a while. My money is all spent, you haven't tipped a cent. Gotta pay my rent, or I'll be living in a tent in Portland.
Good night, John. You two wouldn't let me send this in time. Well, we appreciate the support. No spoilers. I've not played the sequel. Okay, no spoilers. Methodic Man, love that song. Me too. Always looking for an excuse to play that one. Welcome, Catherine, new member. How much do you get your Coke for? You mean like Coca-Cola or do you mean the stuff? I don't know what the street price is of that stuff. Keep it clean-ish. Conservatives back. My husband and I love watching it. Oh, I read that one together. Now send me Hecklefish. Here's $5. Oh, $5 more. Open a ticket. I'll give you something. But stop super chatting. Join Patreon. All right, it's 8 o'clock. I'm going to wrap this up. Black Eyed Kids. A lot of people ask for that. I don't know what the story is because it's just creepy kids show up. They have black eyes. Don't let them in. I'd have to make up something. Mike, AJ, can you wreck my back door? Love your streams. No, your back door is none of my business. But I can offer you a Fistable mug. Chris Taylor, Dogman. I did a Dogman story, the Michigan Dogman. And it's a pretty good episode, but you're not going to find it because it's deeply demonetized and buried. Because it has one, I left one graphic scene in there by accident. But we do have a Dogman episode. It's pretty fun. How do I open a ticket? Says Nick. On Discord, I think there's a... I don't want to put Victoria up because she's eating. just hop on Discord, and the best thing to do is in one of the channels, just ask a mod. Because Discord can be a little confusing if you're not used to it. You can just type, just ask a mod, how do I open a ticket? They'll let you know. Michael Andrew, the simple plans to have guests or interviews in the new studio, cough, Terrence Howard cough. That's what that studio is there for. It is there to talk to people. I don't know, Terrence. I don't know. I don't know if I'm the right guy for that. You know, what do you do when he starts to get wacky? And I mean that with all respect, when he starts to get out there. I mean, did you see him on Pat Bet David's show? Pat kind of didn't know what to do with a lot of them. You know, Joe is different. Joe can take a wacky guy and roll with it and even engage with it. But Patrick was definitely uncomfortable. He wasn't rude, but I can tell that he was like, I don't know what to say to this stuff. So he might be just a little bit too out there for us. Raphael, I've never tried to remote view. I've tried astral projection. I couldn't get it to work. I wish I could do it. I don't fully believe in it, but I kind of believe Pat Price's story. He was a great remote viewer from Burbank, California. Wolf Joe says, awesome that you know PBD. Yeah, I'm a fan of Pat. I think he's a lot of fun. He invited me on his show. I just haven't had a chance to do it. When we launch the new studio, I'll make the rounds. Joe will be first. And Rogan's already booked, although I still need to confirm it. But Joe's booked. And then I'll jump on Valuetainment. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I know Patrick watches and is a fan, vice versa. I think he does a great job. James, thank you for that. Very nice of you. You need to do the unsubscribe podcast. A few people have told me about that. I don't know if they've invited me. I'll do it. I mean, I think we'll reach out to a couple of podcasts, but for the most part, I'm just more comfortable going where I'm invited instead of like asking, can I come to your show? It feels weird. Beans and Rice gifting memberships. Russell says, if you hit the vibrations, you'll 100% believe. And at least it got me trying over and over again. I haven't done more than lucid dream, but I continue to try to astral project. That's the way I started as well, Russell, because I can lucid dream, not on command. I don't think anyone really can do it, but I can get there like 10% of the time, which is a pretty good rate. I keep meaning to do a series, like a tutorial series for the patrons on how to lucid dream. It's the most fun you'll ever have, but it is very difficult to do. Thank you for service, Admiral. Do you do Hecklefish? I don't do him. Or do you mean his voice? He does his own voice. Who does your voice? Armando, there's a link between sleep paralysis and astral projection. That's 100% true. Same with lucid dreaming. The sleep paralysis is one of the, when I talk about it, how difficult lucid dreaming is, it's difficult from the beginning all the way through the experience. But the first hurdle to get through, I mean, once you can settle your mind and all of that, which is difficult, the really first real hurdle to get through is being awake for sleep paralysis and not freaking out and understanding what's going on. Because you're not supposed to be awake for that. Because sleep paralysis, it sounds like a casual expression, but imagine what it's like where you want to move, but you cannot. You know, your brain starts to freak out. You hear this crazy buzzing. And your mind just, it wants to shut off, but you have to force your way through it. And once you do, then you get into the dream. Read Body 2, Chan Thomas is about remote viewing. And yes, same Chan Thomas who wrote Adam and Eve story. The same Chan Thomas who wrote about natural childbirth. Same Chan Thomas who wrote about aliens and UFOs and angels. Look, if you get something out of his books, great. But all I read was a bunch of disjointed nonsense. Adam and Eve made a great video, though. I think that's still the biggest video on the channel. I think there's 25 million views or something like that. Everybody likes a disaster. Nick Smeltzer, have we ever answered past lives on this channel? China isn't communist in any other way than name. We could debate on that, but I don't think there's any reason to. But I get kind of what you're meaning there. I've talked about reincarnation a few times, mentioned a few stories about the kids who've had experiences and memories, but I haven't really dived that deeply into it. But working on an episode called Journey of Souls, which is about not so much your current life and your reincarnation life and your past lives, but what the experience is like in between those lives, which is very interesting. So Journey of Souls is one of my favorite books. If you want to read some new agey woo-woo stuff, that's a great one. All right, 8:09, we'll go to 8:30. Shooter Kicks loves the channel, appreciate that. Brandon Huff, do you ever do any screenwriting? I have. I've written quite a few things. Not so much anymore. But I haven't broken to the team yet that we may be doing another project. I mean, you guys would watch a reality show about behind the scenes of the Y-Files, right? Watch that. Caster, thanks for keeping backstage going. You're welcome. Happy to do it. I shuffle those episodes every 36 hours or so to keep them fresh. And if you watch the 24/7 stream, there's new content in there. Since people are watching it, in between the episodes are bits and sketches and different kinds of promos and just new stuff. So it's not just episodes back to back. It's kind of fun. It's like watching cable access. That's how it's sort of designed to work. Remember UHF? Thank you for that, Jimmy Stanton. Amphibious, salute you. Appreciate you. I'm glad you enjoyed the Agent Orange episode. You know I hold him accountable. Very confusing to be anti-war, pro-soldier, anti-Pentagon, and pro-soldier, but I am. Melodic, I will look into that. I have not watched that, Mark. Darren McGavin. At first I was like, wasn't that the jerk from Happy Gilmore? Shooter McGavin. That was Shooter McGavin, right? Shooter. All right, so Jericho, the vote is 61% yes. They will end up on the 24/7 stream. But 60-40, that's not that heavily weighted, which means maybe we'll just mix in a few here and there, or maybe just the short ones, so it's not so jarring. Appreciate that, Shannon. Ooh, no slur last month. Essex Fisherman was hissed at by a black leopard type cat. I was just joking, but that's crazy. Brunsbane, you're very welcome for the entertainment. That's what you want to call this. I don't
imagine if live streams had open mics, that would be this. Only this is much, much worse.
Kevin Gordon, episode on Bill Cooper is coming up. It's in the works right now. I was afraid to cover his story because he's very controversial. But I saw a professionally made documentary about him on YouTube that was pay-per-view. So I figured if he's already on there, then I guess I can give my take on it. But we'll see. He's controversial. He's one of the guys who predicted 9/11. Like Alex Jones, you know, it's controversial. Tony Stark, thanks for the save from the snap. Yeah, I'm not doing an RDJ thing. I just wear these because the lights are bright and they have magnification so I can see the chat. So in the earliest live streams, it was a lot of me squinting and doing this. This is the whole live stream is just this. So if you think that tonight is unprofessional, that's how those were. So these, I have a bright light in my face. So this, the tint helps that. and it has magnification because I'm old. But I'd miss my other, I have to set up my streaming station at work where I had my monitor almost flat to the ground, which let me just talk straight to the camera. Now, when I'm reading the chat, I'm hardly making eye contact because you're way up there. I need you to come lower. That's what she said. Shannon, I'm interested in Malaysia 370, but I don't know what new stuff I can bring. Jen says I can bring new stuff. It sounds like the Demerol's gone. Sounds like you're back.
I'm back.
She's back. Drugs wore off. She's loud again.
Yep. Sorry.
When I picked her up, it was so quiet and peaceful. Can I just have a Diet Coke, please? Just a Diet. I love you. I love you. And now it's, no, we're not giving away free nothing. I know.
She's so awesome.
What are you doing? I see you. And you? What, you guys want Snoopy? Hang on, I gotta put Snoopy on. On Apple TV, my screensaver is the Peanuts. And when it comes on, the kitten likes to just sit by the TV and watch Snoopy and Woodstock. Where'd the other one go? I got to be careful just moving a camera around my house. Might not be a good idea. I might want to clean up first. I said I'm going to 8:30. $20 for the picture hanging fund. Thank you.
Well, I'll be a son of a fish. That's a nice tip.
We will pass that along to Neil. I mean, after YouTube takes their 40%, and then manager takes theirs, and then the government takes another 40 from the 20 bucks. I think I'm left with like $4 and change. That's why I asked for Patreon membership, because I think they take 8%. YouTube takes 40 to 50% of the super chats and the revenue. Wow. Before taxes. Yo ho! All hands hoist the colors high. We love having a pirate in the chat. Joe Albert, can you do a video on the New Jersey drones and orbs? It's a really quick video. Government psyop to distract you from the election and frighten you. That's all that was. Steve's a fan of the Toygers. Myself, closest one I can get a real tiger in your house. I haven't seen the Toygers. Jenny, have you heard of a Toyger? I don't know. I got to look it up. Oh. Now, are you on the stream?
I'm looking them up.
I think they look cool. They do look like they might be me. They might be dangerous.
Yes.
But they're pretty cool. Yeah, so Snoopy's back. He'll be along in a second. When's the big EMP going to happen? Hopefully never. Carly wants Hecklefish and Gertie pajamas. We need proper attire for watching the 24/7 streams. That's a great idea. Gertie pajamas. Should we put camel toes in those? Those aren't footy pajamas with camel toes in them.
Oh, you mean footy pajamas?
Footy pajamas, but make the feet camel toes. Sarah, welcome aboard. Welcome to the madhouse.
But all of us Gen Xers in menopause couldn't wear them.
Why?
Because you get hot.
I know. I wore that sheep suit for a whole day. I didn't get any love in the chat for wearing that sheep suit all day. People were like, oh, that's what you wear to bed, I guess. Very uncomfortable. Mars, thank you, Jen, big team, number one on YouTube. Thank you for, you're very welcome. Nate's daughter loves the show every Thursday after school. She asked Dad, is there a new show? It's our thing. Thank you. You're very welcome. Open a ticket. We'll send her something. James, you're cooler than polar bears' toenails. Cool. I appreciate that. Thank you, Christopher Fay. Julian's a big fan from El Paso. Did you feel sheepish?
Hey-o!
Would love you to collab with the Belief Hole podcast. I don't know that one. Belief Hole. I'll just write it down to check it out later. Thanks, Cuban Being. Donja, do you follow Mr. Davis, Suspicious Observers? I do follow Suspicious Observers, but I don't think there'd be a collab there. He doesn't like the Y-Files. He does, you know. People who are experts in stuff or they focus on stuff, they don't like when I cover it. Like the Electric Universe Theory guys on YouTube, they hate me. So I don't think he would collaborate. But I do watch his channel, but not consistently because it's all very scary stuff. Because I believe it's inevitable that the solar storm is going to happen. I don't want to be around for it. So it's hard to watch too much of that. But yeah, I subscribe to his channel. But I don't think a collab is there. He's not a fan. But look, I just research for a week. It's not like my full-time thing is to learn is space weather. I already moved on to crop circles and alien something. Methodic method, $50.
They see me swimming in my waist. Send me money, cause you know that my bowl is dirty. Cause you know my bowl is dirty. Cause you know my bowl is dirty. Wanna smell my bowl, it's dirty. Come and sniff my bowl, it's dirty. My poop is nasty. It's floating. Please tip me, cause you know that my bowl is dirty. Cause you know my bowl is dirty. Cause you know my bowl is dirty. Wanna smell my bowl, it's dirty. Come and sniff my bowl, it's dirty.
If you ever do reincarnation, remember to look into the Buddhist Thukuls, kids with souls of previous masters. Absolutely. Absolutely will include that. And thank you for that generous tip. Paul, thank you very much. Appreciate all you've done and how much joy you brought me. She was Art Bell's heir. Absolutely not Art Bell's heir, but I appreciate the kind words. He's irreplaceable. Smalls, are you laughing at your own jokes? Sheepish. Rock you like a hurricane. Thank you very much for the kind words. Delta, that's your favorite Hecklefish one, huh? That's a good one. Tom Sawyer is still my favorite. Although the escape song, I do like when he does that one. That one goes, it's a long one, but I do like that one. Maybe we'll play that one before we go. But I need a juicy super chat for it. Shana, keep the great work. Love the new format. I'm glad you do. Thank goodness. Arthur, you aren't unexplained. I met Shatner. He reminded me of an old-timey gangster talking about broads. He did a story about time travel, which sounded like Wikipedia. Yeah, I've been on the show a few times, and we'll be on a few more coming up. We just shot not too long ago. But it's not like I go and get to hang with Bill. You know, I drive to like a house somewhere in Glendale where their crew is set up in someone's living room that they rented for the day. You know, that's really what it is. Like you think you're going to go to a cool soundstage and like Warner's lot and drive a golf cart with, you know, with just me and Shatner on the way. But that's not how it is. I just, you know, I pull up there hungover after driving all night, stumble in, put on a clean shirt. No makeup artist. I had to start bringing my own stuff. because I saw myself in 4K on the big TV from the first one. I was like, whoa. I looked older than my dad. And he died 2 years ago. Bring my own makeup. Yeah. It's not a glamorous gig. Shout out from Alaska. I love the harp episode. If you ever need a close-up of Mount Mother Effin' Hayes, say when. I want to know what's going on in there. So Mount Hayes, when I mentioned Pat Price, the remote viewer, that's the mountain that he remote viewed, and he saw aliens working alongside the U.S. government, alongside the military. And he was right about so many things. Conservative weirdo, Scientology needs to be done. Nope.
Nope.
We don't even say the S word. We just call it the Tom Cruise thing. They sue people. They would sue me. I mean, it's funny because, like, I like this week's ad. Hecklefish as the biker, outlaw biker, a one percenter, and he was riding for the Hell's Anglers. But when Haley wrote that, I think she wrote it. I think she flat out said Hell's Angels. And I said, "Look, we can't use that name." She's like, "Really? Why not?" I said, "Well, first of all, they sue people for using their name. Hell's Angels is a multinational corporation. I mean, they sued Disney over Wild Hogs. They may sue me over Hell's Anglers, but I don't think they will. If they do, it'll make great content. And secondly, you don't want to mess with the Hell's Angels. You don't mess with HA. So I told you, Dad was a cop, NYPD, 70s, 80s, Times Square, the hardest times for the city. More crime in his precinct in one night than all of Newark all year. So he would go call to call to call to call to call. This was a time when Central Park, you just couldn't go. Anyway, there was those cops would go anywhere, but there was one place they would not go, and that's a call came into the Hells Angels clubhouse. There's a fight at the HA clubhouse. Let them sort it out. Those are dangerous dudes. Someday, I don't have time now, but I'll get into the story about how Jen and I stayed at a hotel where the Mongols were gathered, and there was a murder in the lobby of the hotel, and Jen didn't notice. She was dragging her suitcase through blood on the hotel floor. I'm like, she's like, what? Just a line of Mongol biker blood all the way out to the lobby. Dion, peace, love, and camels. Newark, as in Newark, New Jersey. Midtown South had more crime than the whole city. They called it the super precinct. So shout out to MTS guys up there. Oh, yeah. Hey, see, crime was way worse in Times Square than Newark. Way worse. Alyssa said, 40% drop your app, 100% for you crew. That's on the list, is to do our own distribution. I mean, we used FilmRise for a while, but the relationship was not a happy one for us. You know, they got their logo wrong. The episodes were edited. We didn't like it. I still don't know if we've gotten paid.
Yeah.
We did get paid?
Yeah.
Took long enough. So we would make a lot more money doing our own distribution, but it'd take a chunk of work. So, Jess, we would make our own app, which isn't that hard. But where the good revenue is having our own Roku channel and getting distribution through like Vudu and Hulu and Amazon. So what you do is you sign up for a service and they push your content out to all those platforms and they put in the ads and all of that for you. And then you get paid. Or you can do pay-per-view and stuff like that. But those platforms take a huge chunk of the money. So FilmRise takes a big chunk of the money. They didn't take 40, but I think maybe 25.
30.
They took 30?
Yep.
And it took forever to get paid. And there's 9,000 people in here. I don't want to rail on a company too hard. I need to hear from them. Although everything I'm saying is true. Thank you for the 20, Wolf. Thank you for all you do, Hecklefish, and the team have done to bring such great entertainment, sir. You're very welcome. I'm glad you're enjoying it. It's fun to do. Three, any plans to guest on Nerdrotic's Forbidden Frontier? They love you over there. The love has returned. I'm a huge fan of Gary's. I love Quarter Black Garrett. So I'm definitely going to go on FF. It's when I start doing the rounds, you know, for sure. But again, I don't know how fun it's going to be. Those guys know way more about these topics than I do. I don't follow this stuff. But I wish I could post a picture in the chat of me and Gary at the meetup. And it's great because he's wearing this great Art Bell shirt. So it's like our three faces. Conservative weirdo, love Quarter Black. And Garrett's a very nice dude. And it's weird to meet people in person. We've been watching online forever. So when we got into Gary's, we kind of snuck into the back where the taco stand was. Just kind of hide. And Garrett came up to me. I didn't recognize him at first. So I'm used to seeing him in the hat at his post. Jay Hayes, couldn't turn it off. Saw your earlier episodes on Amazon, then found you on YouTube about 9 months ago. Well, thanks, Jay Hayes. Was Bon Jovi played at the meetup to troll Gary? No, I didn't hear any music. That's funny. Dimitri didn't expect a new After Files today. There wasn't supposed to be one, but since we did another episode with a new weird format, I wanted to just be here for you, kind of explain what's going on, and to also reassure you that that's not the new format of the show. It's additional content. That real Y-Files episodes are coming in. Hey, Giga Chad. Jim, welcome aboard. Christian, things are looking up. Media soft disclosure related content? I don't think so. I don't see disclosure happening anytime soon. Appreciate you, chat. Venomous Silverback, let us see the shirt. I went to Mel's Hole and all I got was this magic seal fetus. It's one of my favorites. You know, Rob does a great job with our art, but I think my design still might be the best one on the channel. I did that. That's a seal fetus. So, I mean, Rob is fine, but I could teach him a thing or two at that. And I didn't even draw that. You know, that is just Photoshopped. I found a seal on like freepick.com and I think a chimney. Like, it looks like a well. We'll do it in black and white. Can you open that? You want to show them your boobs?
No.
Okay. Victoria, you want to see your boobs?
No.
Yeah. She's going to show me later.
Yeah. She doesn't want to see them. You be careful. 8 pounds. That's all you can lift. That's your max, remember? Okay. Are you pouring that into a glass? Because it's making me have to pee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's after 8:30 anyway.
Oh, all right. Lexicon's wearing my his Lemuria shirt right now. I appreciate that. I can't cover Pizzagate, Dov. I'd like to. Hey, Shake Hook. Appreciate that. Mel's Hole is always full, says Sean. Everyone wants to know what's going on inside Mel's Hole. All right, last shoot super chat of the night is from Lamont. Quest Avenue filter, $20.
I'm so tired, I'm a human.
Hey.
We've been together too long.
Oh, come on.
I should have my own show.
Yeah, you wish.
The moron says I am wrong. Get the fly.
That goes on for a long time, but it entertains me. Lamont says, I would like a tour and someday sit in a live studio audience. I don't know if we're going to do live studio audience in there. It's not. It looks bigger in the pictures. It's not really a very big room. But maybe we'll do an open house one day. I doubt it. The death threats I get would have to slow down a touch. for me to be comfortable doing that. Please stop threatening me and my wife. Please don't do that.
The day we move out to another studio.
Jen makes a good point. So the day we move to a new studio, which may be coming sooner than we think, we could do an open house that day, like move out day. Could be cool. All right, that's 8:30, 4 minutes over. Thanks to everyone for hanging out tonight. Thanks for the super chats. Really appreciate it. Really does help the channel. Remember to check out the Hecklefish mugshot mugs, and those mugshots are going to be posters and t-shirts very, very soon. The art is fantastic. Can't wait to have it on my wall. Best way to support the channel is through Patreon. Go $3. Now, if you super chatted $20 tonight like Lamont did, you can become a Patreon member for like 6 months, 7 months with that. You get access to perks, special stuff on Discord, including live streams like this that I do twice a week just for Patreon members. And instead of 10,000 people in there, there's usually 50, 60, 80, 100 people. So everyone gets to be heard. If I didn't get to your super chat, I apologize. But I think I got through most of them. Anyway, I appreciate you guys being here. New episodes are coming soon. Thanks for your support. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I swam down each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all, it's all so amusing. Do you think I did all that? And may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a fish? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels. And not the words the water kneels. I reckon shows I took the blues and did it my way. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Let's hear it for the Wild Files House Band. You guys sounded great tonight. And take care of those waitresses, will you? All right, everybody get home safe. This is Hecklefish. And you know what? I did it. My...